Anyị kpọpụtakwanụ ka anyị fụ, mana ọ masịrị n'ife anyị na-afụ. Mwadipi. Kwa uwe bulu ni kalilaka. kali makonye si no nwere ife kali ya nwa oji nu ganya we fo nwu na ka geji mana chika madu
Chupuka,
onyinye chupuka,
onyinye chupuka,
onyinye chupuka.
nenu wankanye nono obonye kazi chupu.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, and welcome to today's edition of the program, Radio Biafra Live Broadcast from London. We must begin to apologize that we have come to you very late, but it is as a result of technical difficulties we have been experiencing. We apologize for that. My name is Ucheme Fo from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Today is very important in the sense that the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, is celebrating its 53rd independent anniversary. And it is very clear for everybody to see that Nigeria has nothing to celebrate. Rather, from the point of view of Biafrans, a lot has happened. Nigeria is celebrating the killing of Biafran since 1966. For us, there is no future. Whatever they are celebrating, it is up to them. Today is very important in the lives of Biafrans, in the sense that while Nigeria is celebrating the killing of Biafrans, we are also holding Nigeria to account. If you are listening now, you can get us from our website, www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or .com and www.biafratelevision.co. You can also listen to us via YouTube. If you are listening now, we urge you to forgive us because Biafrans have been facing a lot of challenges, and this is no different. I will be joined by Barrister Imam Mezu, but he's not here at the moment. I hope he will call in. We will be discussing other issues, not necessarily about news analysis, but about Nigeria itself. We are focusing on the killing of Biafrans in Nigeria since 1966. A lot has happened. In the present dispensation, Nigerian government is sponsoring Boko Haram because the people who are actually the sponsors of Boko Haram are Nigerian government. And the Nigerian government does not want to bring these people out. But we know them. We know them. Apart from the Metasina crisis in the 1980s, there is no year that has passed that Nigeria has not killed us, that the Islamic fundamentalists have not targeted the Igbos, the Biafrans in northern part of Nigeria. They have killed, they have maimed, they are continuing killing. And the nemesis that is befalling Nigeria today is nothing but the blood of innocent Biafrans that have been massacred. It is the blood of the innocent Biafrans that are pursuing Nigeria. And for me, and for many others, Nigeria will never know peace until it disintegrates, until it collapses and dismembers. We are reporting that Goodluck Jonathan, after so much pressure from Radio Biafra, of course, and from people who are close to him and his advisors, have curved in to conducting national conference. They are afraid of calling it sovereign national conference because according to informed legal opinions, if it is called sovereign national conference within the context of the law, it will give several units, groups, individuals, the legal authority to declare independence or to declare themselves self-governing units. But for us Biafrans, these things are not necessary because the time has passed. It is now time for us to continue to agitate for total restoration of Biafra. We have nothing to do with sovereign national conference. We have nothing to do with national conference. All we want is Biafra. All we want is restoration of sovereign state of Biafra, our homeland, for which millions of people have died, for which millions of our heroes and heroines have paid the ultimate price so that we may live. We want to run down some of the major events, sadly so, against Biafran since the year 1996. Ahmadu Bello, the Southern of Sokoto, of course, laid the foundation for the killing of Igbos in the zoo called Nigeria. He started discriminating against the Igbos. He started propagating hatred against the Igbos by emasculating them from their economic and social conditions in the northern part of Nigeria. That script laid down by Ahmadu Bello is being read, is being acted upon by his followers up until date. Nigeria has continued to kill us. The Islamic fundamentalists who are ruling Nigeria have continued to kill us. There is no year that passed that a Christian and of course of Igbo extraction, of Biafra extraction, will not be killed. There is no year that has passed that the shops, the businesses, the economic interests of the Biafrans, the Igbos living in northern part of Nigeria will not be touched or maimed or attacked. And this has continued up until date. The major crisis of note started from 1980s, apart from the Civil War. In northern part of Nigeria, I must read out this because it is not from Radio Biafra, it is compiled by independent sources. It is compiled by independent sources, not by Radio Biafra, we repeat. It is for the world to see that in 2000, year 2000, in February 2000, there was religious conflict in northern part of Nigeria, in Kaduna precisely. A lot of Muslims came out against Christians. It is very unfortunate that in this riot, a number of Igbo and Biafran economic interests were touched, their shops burned down, they were attacked in their places of worship, and nobody was talking. After all this, these people will set up a commission of inquiry, which will not do anything. And after that, we will continue to lick our wounds. If we come back as a result of the crisis in the East, after 1 week we go back. For the simple reason that a number of people have said that the Igbo land is not good for them. But if Igbo land is not good for us, tell me where will be good for us. Is it northern part of Nigeria where they are killing us? People say that they're not going to go back to Igbo land, that there is no food, everything is very expensive. But we are going to tell these people today that no matter how you run away from your land, it is either you go back when you are alive or you go back when you are dead. If we cannot move when we are alive, we will inevitably be moved when we are dead. And it is the wisest thing to do for us to start looking for the way out of this mess, the way out of Nigeria, the way out of the zoo, and begin to make arrangements for the inevitable restoration of the Republic of Biafra, which is God's own land, God's own country, with its own people on earth. Let us take this call. Or it appears we can't hear you. Director of Radio Biafra is on the line, but it appears I cannot get you. I can't get you. Yes, Director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has just called in from where he is on a very special assignment. We are not privileged to disclose this because we are making arrangement for our equipment to be moved to the sub-Saharan Africa, where we will lead the final onslaught against Nigeria, against Nigerian government. Wherever you are, if you are in position to call in to contribute to the program, we do not have news headlines. The only headline we have today is that Nigeria is celebrating its 53rd independent anniversary. And we, Biafrans, are mourning our own. But it is also interesting to know that Nigeria is having a lot of crisis today as a result of the killing of innocent Biafrans, as a result of the blood that they have spilled. Nigeria is exploding. Nigeria is imploding. And the Biafrans have every reason to celebrate. Not necessarily celebration in terms of the fact that we have got our freedom, but that we are doing something and God is on our side, because he who shed blood must pay for it. He who shed blood must pay for it. Nigeria is disintegrating, and we must seize this opportunity to take over what belongs to us. For God has given us every enablement. God has given us all it takes for us to restore Biafra, a Biafra ordained by God himself. God cannot work with us if we are lazy about Biafra. God can only work with us when we are ready to stand up and exercise our faith, our God's given faith and right to take over our country. There is no going back on this, and joining all Biafrans wherever they are, to join Biafrans in different countries where they are. Anywhere you are a Biafran where you are. Any country where you are, join Biafrans where you are. Together we will form the greatest movement on earth, the greatest mass movement on earth, that we have Biafrans all over the world, and that there is nothing that will stop Biafrans. The world government will know that Biafrans are still existing. You will be lobbying your own government when the time comes. You will be taking Biafran banner to the seat of governance wherever you are when the time comes. The world will know once again that there was a country called Biafra, a country that was ordained by God, for which its people fought a war of survival, for which its people fought to remain as a people, but the world powers connived with the murderous Nigerian government, and they defeated Biafra in that war. But the war we only lost. We did not lose our people. And that is the reason why we must continue to fight for Biafra. That is the only reason why we must continue to fight for this cause. For it is a noble cause. For millions of people have died because of this name Biafra. If not for anything, we must fight to remain alive. For we are not yet free. We are in bondage. And nobody can save us, as you can see. Nigerian government is not interested in the welfare of Biafrans. The so-called Hausa Fulani Yoruba oligarchy are not interested in corporate existence of Biafrans as a people. If we cannot fight for our existence, for our country, if we cannot fight to restore our future, then nobody will do it. I must confess that it appears we are having a number of difficulties getting calls from the callers who want to contribute to this program. There are some calls coming in here, especially via Skype, but it's cutting off. We will continue to work towards this to know how we can restore a functional line. It is not easy here today because a lot of things have happened. We have been battling with a number of technical issues. But however it is, we are here today. My name is Uche Mefo once again, and I'm expecting the director of Radio Biafra to call in again. I'm also expecting Barrister Imam Mezu, if he is disposed, to call in. Nevertheless, we must continue to soldier on. Today is very important. We must remind you that Nigeria is celebrating its 53rd independence anniversary. And most of diehard Nigerians are saying that there is nothing to celebrate. This is a vision seen by General Odumegwu Ojukwu. I must not call him late General Odumegwu Ojukwu because he's still alive today. he remains the greatest Biafran ever lived. He remained an icon, a colossus, an hero, a beacon of hope for millions of people, no matter what people think about him. He saw the direction Nigeria was going several years ago. He saw the plight of his people several years ago. He knew that people do not like the Biafrans to remain in Nigeria. Rather, they want to sacrifice them on the altar of one Nigeria to make Nigeria one. He saw earlier on, more than every other person, that it is better for Biafrans to have their own separate existence, to have their own country, to have their own freedom, to defend their way of life. But a number of people kicked against it. A number of people were not in support of what he was doing. The world power connived, especially Britain. They supplied lethal weapons of warfare that killed millions of Biafrans. Although Biafrans were able to withstand them for a whole 30 months, they lost the war militarily. But we did not lose our people. That is why we must continue to defend what is ours. That is Biafra. Because of the massacring of millions of people, because millions have died because of this struggle, we must not relent. We must continue to fight for this cause. Even if we don't fight for this cause, the spirit of our heroes and heroines who have given their life for this cause will continue to disturb us. They will continue to deal with us. They will continue to torment us, just like they are tormenting Nigeria today. If we say we will not fight for this cause, they will make things difficult for us, just like they are doing already, whether you believe it or not. Nigeria is imploding. Nigeria is against itself. The owners of Nigeria are against themselves. Good luck, Jonathan, the current president of Nigeria, has given in to conducting national conference. They tried to make a distinction between a national conference and sovereign national conference. But for us, Biafrans, the destination is Biafra. We are not interested, but it is significant because they are seeing why Biafrans wanted to be on their own several decades ago. What Ojukwu saw in 1966-67, today Nigerian leaders are seeing it. But they are still in denial. But the world knows where Nigeria is heading to. Ask yourself why any time you go out of Nigeria and you hold a Nigerian passport, especially in Western country, if you come to an airport, they will tell you to line up in a separate queue because you are a Nigerian. Anywhere you say that you are a Nigerian, nobody takes you seriously. Anywhere you say you are a Nigerian, people will begin to look at you with suspicion. A number of countries have taken measures to curtail the influx of Nigerians. And it is unfortunate, we must say, that some Biafrans are also naive about where they stand. They are naive in the sense that even though we are using Nigerian passport, they will be celebrating what Nigeria is doing. They will be participating in Nigeria's celebration ceremonies, and in the process, their host governments we treat them as Nigerians. Their host governments, we treat them as suspicious individuals. They will suspect them of crimes, of all sorts of illegal acts capable of bringing down their country. And that is the price of being a Nigerian. It is better for you to declare your Biafranness and live in peace and live in honor and have your full respect as an individual, as a Biafran. If you defend the case, if you defend yourself, if you defend your stance that you're a Biafran, I can tell you that Biafra will defend you. If you are proud to say that you're a Biafran, if you are proud to say that you are a Biafran, if you are afraid to propagate Biafra will be afraid to defend you. There are a number of us who have been very, very steadfast in identifying with Biafra, and there are a lot of benefits to it. I don't need to tell you, but there are living beings. There are people who are living today because of Biafra. I am getting some reminders that we need to be talking about the news headlines, reminding our listeners about news headlines. Yes, I started this and I said that there is no news headline, because the only headline news is that Nigeria is celebrating its 53rd independence anniversary. And for it alone, it is a news for Biafrans. A lot of things have happened to Biafrans because of Nigeria. Nigeria celebrating its 53rd independence anniversary has a lot of implications for Biafra. There are a lot of calls coming in and they are not being answered. We are having a lot of technical difficulties here, but I urge you to remain steadfast as we try to rectify this problem. I am alone here in the studio, and so I'll be doing a number of things. I urge the listeners who are calling in to continue while we try to rectify these problems, especially those calling on Skype. So, but I urge you to continue to call in. It is very unfortunate that we are broadcasting late tonight because of obvious technical difficulties we've been having. And we apologize for that. We sincerely apologize for that. We will have a musical interlude, and I'll try to get to the head of this problem. We'll be back very soon.
nenu wankanyi nono obonye kazi chupu obwana risjia no zono onne bukwa chia uzanabano no fuchi nekeze no. Manu icho nenye disiche niche.
Oh,
Yes, welcome back to the Radio Biafra live broadcast. We must confess that we have been having a lot of technical difficulties, but like Biafrans we are, we have taken this head on, and we can confirm right now that our Skype line is okay. It is going through wherever you are. If you are listening to this live broadcast, my name is Uche Mefo from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. And I want to announce that I am ably joined by Barrister Imam Mezu. Barrister Imam Mezu is an eminent barrister at law, a Biafran himself, very dogged, very resilient. You need to see him to know whom he is. Barrister, please, can you say hello to our listeners before we continue?
Thank you, Uche Mefo. Good evening. Good evening to our brothers and sisters, wherever you are. We are here to bring you another edition of our Radio Biafra broadcast in support of the restoration of our dear nation, Biafra. We are here to also tell you that the zoo is crumbling. They are crumbling because today, being the zoological country called Nigeria's Independence Day, yet there is no electricity. That shows there is nothing to celebrate about the zoo. It shows that there's nothing to jubilate, to rejoice, or to merriment about. Because for the past 53 years, nobody can stand up and say Nigeria is the best in the African country. It's a big shame. This brings me to one Yoruba man by name Mr. Ayo Okwadokun. He's a lawyer. 2 days ago in AIT, this man was in an interview with one other Deltan guy discussing about Nigeria and today. This Yoruba man, quite astonishingly, saying that there's nothing to celebrate about Nigeria. In fact, reminding them that on the 31st of December this year, the agreement signed by Lord Lugard will just expire. That there is nothing holding any tribe, be you Igbo, be you Hausa, be you Yoruba, nothing holding us together anymore. We are indeed entitled, whether legal or not legal, we are indeed entitled to go our separate ways. Here comes Goodluck Jonathan, recommending national conference, with who? The same old people that eat together. The same old people that betrayed us. These are the people that is going to conference with. Fellow Biafrans, you know that we are not in unity with such conference. Our agenda is different. Complete, absolute nation Biafra. That is what we are subscribing to. We are not into any partition anymore. We are not into any marriage anymore with either Yoruba or Hausa. Let everybody go their own way and we mind our own business. This is something that has been created for the past 99 years ago, and there's nothing to jubilate about. There is no electricity in the zoo, and they are celebrating. When we say zoo, people thought that we are kidding. How can you be celebrating under darkness where Boko Haram are killing everybody, and we've been told just pray to God. Pray to God for how many years? The Hausa started killing us how many hundred years ago? We are still praying to God so that they don't kill us. If all of you there waiting for God to hold the guns against the Boko Harams, you carry on waiting. We are not waiting anymore. All we are asking and requesting and moving into is total separation. We are no longer holding back. We are moving into our fatherland, which is Biafran land. Nobody should be afraid. Nobody should look back. Whatever belongs to you, be bold to take it. Do stop hiding. Stop hiding. What belongs to you, belongs to you. That is your rightful right. Claim it and be firm. Thank you, Chemefo.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you. Well put, well succinctly put, and very powerful indeed. The message is delivered, except those who don't want to hear it. But even if they don't want to hear it, they don't have choice. They will hear it by force. The choice is theirs to take it or to leave it, but we are moving. Like you said, Nigeria is celebrating 53rd independence anniversary. If Nigeria is a human being at age of 53, you must have had grandchildren. You must have made serious plans for yourself. You must be resting. You must be trying to go into retirement. But for Nigeria at 53, we are still experimenting. Nigeria is still hallucinating. Nigeria is still trying to know which direction to go. But it is sadly so, because for us, it is the killing of Biafrans, it is the blood of Biafrans that has kept Nigeria the way it is today. But Nigeria is dividing against itself. As we can see, Nigeria is imploding. Because whether they like it or not, whether they want to rectify whatever is the problem or not, it is too late. And Nigeria has mother sleep. Nigeria has shed blood. Blood of the millions of innocent Biafrans. And both biblically, spiritually, and otherwise, he who shed blood must pay for it. And this is Nemesis for Nigeria. And for me, as always, I will always maintain and pray, and it will come to pass, that the blood of innocent Biafrans and their souls will continue to haunt, torment, and hound Nigeria until Nigeria collapses and dismembers. And anybody who is an obstacle will be crushed. Anybody who is victimizing, who has continued to jail, to maim, to pillage, to kill our people, will have the inevitable consequences of what is happening to Nigeria. They will experience all this, all the agonies that Biafrans have passed, all the difficulties that Biafrans have passed through. They will all get to experience all this without any reservation. Goodluck Jonathan today has finally, but reluctantly, agreed to a sovereign national conference. I will say a sovereign national conference because they are playing with words on that. Some of them will say it is national conference. But any conference that is conducted today will inevitably lead to the disintegration of Nigeria, which is what Biafra is looking for, which is all what Biafrans are out for. And for us, there is nothing like national or sovereign national conference. It is outright independence, just like Barrister Imam Mezu has said. If you are listening now, wherever you are, from across and around the world, You can get Radio Biafra from the Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or peopleofbiafra.org. You can also get this live broadcast from YouTube. Our YouTube channel is up and running, and if you follow the link on the Radio Biafra Facebook page or group, you will directly get to the Radio Biafra channel on YouTube. So if you are on YouTube, if you want to listen to this live broadcast on YouTube, you just follow the link, or just go to YouTube and type Biafra Television. That is one of our channels. That is one of the outlets through which you can listen to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra this evening is powered by Biafra Television, which is imminent, for we are going to launch our television, our TV station, very soon, and nobody is going to stop us. I don't know whether Barrister Imam Mezu is still on the line. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes.
Listening very carefully.
Yes, sir. I want you to come in at this juncture to elaborate more on what we are saying.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can hear me now, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Yes, all we're asking our people is that nobody should look back. Nobody should look away, because our people are dying on a daily basis. And it does not justify any national or worldwide conference in relation to any zoological partisan with any other tribe in that Nigeria, be it Yoruba, be it Hausa. We are moving away. A marriage that has lasted, that has cost the lives, shedded blood of Biafrans. Yet, person is arrested. Even the Boko Harams, when they are arrested, they are released in the name of amnesty. And those who are bereaved, the victims, are gaining nothing from that zoo. Is it not ironical that our people, some of our wicked, stupid morons who are joined with these zoological people, are benefiting under the same blood shed by the Boko Haram, shed by the Nigerian government, because they are not for us. They are not with us. Wherever you go, Biafrans are being victimized because we have no home. Some of our people are happy with such situation that wherever you go, because we're under the name Nigeria, that name Nigeria is a curse on any Biafran, whether you like it or not. Even with the money you are making, that name Nigeria is a curse, and it's been destroying our people, children, old and young. Our institution, they are not working. People are still on strike, but the Northerners are busy giving freelance, giving free education, and giving scholarships to their own people going abroad to study. But you know what? Who God is given, nobody can take it away from them. A Biafran at home who is not even studying is far more better than a Northerner who has gone to Harvard University, because they are not given to education, they are not given to studying. All they are given to is kill. And they derive some kind of happiness in killing their own fellow human beings, in shedding blood. And the Biafrans, we are not into this, because we love life. We love human beings. And we are not prepared to shed anybody's blood. This is the reason why we should completely pass ourselves away from a place that has killed our forefathers, killed our brothers and sisters, and still killing them up to today. Look at, and those who have not traveled home should go home and examine and see how our roads are. and the money obtained from our soil is used to develop Lagos, is used to develop Abuja, is used to develop Ibadan, is used to develop every northern cities. Yet, the northerners are clamoring, shouting that good luck is now impoverishing their people. How can you be in power for 10, 15 years? Only 3 years, good luck has been there. Now, the northerners are now impoverished. They are no longer employed. While their system is, one man will be the richest and then be given those ones who are under them. They don't educate their people. They don't send them to school. And that is now the reason why everywhere, anywhere in the north, they are killing. Because they have no understanding. They don't know about the value of life. All they know is kill, shed blood. That is all they know. Western education, the Boko Haram, that's their name. Western education is not allowed. Yet they are using gun. Why can't they make their own gun, since they are clever? Western education is bad. Why can't they make their own car? Even in the zoo today, we can't even manufacture ordinary spoke, talk less of a bicycle. Everything is imported. Stupid, nonsensical ideology. Western education is forbidden. You are using everything made by the Western to kill, to drive. Motorbike, everything is made by the Westerners. Yet, you say Western education is forbidden. How foolish they are in their own understanding of things. Lack of education, lack of knowledge, lack of everything. But all they know how to do is kill. They obtain oil for my land, using it to buy ammunition, to kill my own people. They impoverish the Easterners. And then with their own media, they try to turn everything upside down. That they are now the people who are impoverished because they are lazy. Though Biafrans do not have anything, with the little we have, we use it to develop our own area as little as we can. But the most annoying thing is the oil from my own land is what is taking, sending it to Abuja, pipe from River State straight into Kaduna. Could anybody think of how much the pipes all the way from here, from River State all up to Kaduna? If you check the amount those pipes cost and the handwork and all the payment people made, you know how much are people losing on a daily basis? Yet there's no development in our area. No good roads, no good bridges, no good water. We're answering one Nigeria, and some of our stupid morons, call them Igbo people, are joining all these people celebrating. May wickedness and poverty befall on their family, since they believe that only few people will enjoy, the rest should die. You meet them and their families.
I say amen to that, barrister.
Yes. Thank you.
Well said. Well succinctly put through. Anybody who is doubting what we are saying is hallucinating, I must say. We will remind our callers, all those who have been calling, to exercise patience. Those who have been calling, we ask you to try again, because we have been discussing very important issue. Barrister Mamezu has been putting us through a number of things we need to know about our situation, the situation of Biafrans in Nigeria, in the zoo, and it is not proper for us to cut him off. So if you have been calling, we urge you to call back, especially those calling on Skype. We were expecting the director of Radio Biafra to call in. He is in a place, in a location we are not privileged to discuss here on air, because we are on a mission to restore Biafra. And very soon you will see what we are doing. My name is Uche Mefor from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London, and I'm joined by Barrister Mamezu, the eminent barrister himself. Barrister Mamezu has made unparalleled contribution to the Biafran struggle, and all editorial board members of Radio Biafra, Dr. Gemba Wada Marachi, he's no longer Wada, Barrister Adolf Emeke Siri, Engineer Chukwuma Ebenezer, Barrister Emmanuel, as I've always called him, and as I've mentioned, there are so many of them, and our able director, Nnamdi Kanu, the big masquerade himself, that is what I call him, because he's doing a lot of work for the Biafran people in our quest to restore Biafra to its rightful place. We are not also forgetting Carol Monde, who has been instrumental to the exponential increase in number of Radio Biafra fans and friends of Biafra from around the world. We are not forgetting all the coordinators in different countries of the world. We are not forgetting our sister Rita Naborg in Nigeria, the zoo itself. And many of you, you know yourselves. I mean, all sponsors, all contributors to the progress of Radio Biafra and the Radio Biafra restoration effort. We cannot thank you enough. Let us continue to march relentlessly. Let us work together. Let us galvanize our effort towards that one goal, the restoration of sovereign state of Biafra, God's own country on earth, is being led by God himself. And nobody can stop the quest for restoration of Biafra, because the appointed time has come and there is no going back. Today, Nigeria is celebrating its 53rd independence anniversary. And a lot of things are happening. All over the world, Nigerians are being disgraced in open daylight because of the atrocity Nigeria has committed against Biafrans. Because of the atrocities Nigeria has committed against the people of God. The only people of God in that zoo called Nigeria. Because Biafrans fought a war of survival. Because they fought to retain and to maintain their identity. But Nigeria connived with the world powers to deny Biafrans what is rightfully theirs. But today, Radio Biafra is on air, uniting Biafrans wherever they are, bringing them message of hope and redemption, that no hope is lost, that we are marching ahead. We are moving ahead. There is no exit. There is no exodus. There is no surrender. A revolution is imminent in all its ramifications. But we need to put a number of things in place. And that is the work that Radio Biafra is doing. Wherever you are, wherever you find yourself today, whichever country you are, recognize yourself as a Biafran. Join Biafrans wherever you are. For this is a global movement. Together we will move, we will march relentlessly to take over what God has for us, to take over the greatest gift to mankind, which is Biafra. A number of us do not still believe that Biafra is possible, but with latest development in Nigeria, with Nigeria imploding, anybody who is thinking otherwise is on his own. Because the evidence, the ominous sign in the horizon is there. And it is a matter of time. And you will see what will happen. Biafrans have been killed in Nigeria since 1966, which led to the outbreak of Biafra-Nigeria Civil War. in which Biafrans held the world powers. For 30 good months, and even after that, the treacherous, the most notorious war criminal on earth, General Yakubu Gowon, came out with the 3 hours of rehabilitation, reconciliation, and reintegration. But today, all those things are on paper. The eastern region of Nigeria, the old eastern region of Nigeria, which was Biafra, was notable for sustaining the economy of Nigeria, and is still so today. But today, if you go to especially the southeastern part of Nigeria, all the old industries, all the economy, all the natural resources have been vandalized. There are no social amenities that sustain the area. And people are moving about like animals. Worse still, they have put a knife in the things that held us together. They have told our brothers and cousins in the South that the evils are out there to destroy them, to take over what belongs to them, to intimidate them, to dominate them. But the question we have always asked, and which we are continuing to ask today, is who is fooling who today? The Igbos are at peace with their neighbors, with their cousins. But it is the nomads, it is the murderers from Futajelon Mountain, the Hausa Fulani. It is them that have laid pipe from Maiduguri to Sokoto to Kafanta, whatever you call it, to Kaduna, and down to the eastern part of Nigeria, the south, and they are sucking the oil since Nigeria came into existence, or shortly after that. And they are siphoning this oil. They have been siphoning it. They have maintained a firm grip on power. And they have ruled Nigeria for 37 years out of, at least 37 years out of Nigeria's 53rd life cycle as it is today. And the notorious criminals, the most deadly criminals we have today, are all from the northern part of Nigeria. The likes of Babangida, the likes of Buhari, the likes of Sani Abacha, the likes of Abdusalami Abubakar, the likes of Atiku Abubakar. Name them. Yaradua would have been worse, but unfortunately, he has gone back to his creator. These are the most notorious criminals in the world. They rank among the world notorious criminals. They have siphoned the wealth of Nigeria. They use their cronies to establish businesses in Nigeria and outside Nigeria. And they use the Western banks as a conduit for siphoning the funds. The Western banks in Britain, in Switzerland, United States of America are accepting them because they want to continue to protect their economic interest in Nigeria. And today, the Biafrans are impoverished. Upon that, the resources that belong to Biafrans have been used to destroy Biafrans, to kill Biafrans. Boko Haram came up in 2010, and up until now, they have been killing us. They have been killing Biafrans, and the Nigerian government is compensating them for killing us, for maiming us, like animals on the street. If you want to be popular, kill an Igbo man, kill a Biafran, and you become a hero. Today, as we have always believed, that he who shed blood must pay for it. Biafrans are not known for shedding innocent blood. And Biafrans are known as well for giving befitting burial to those who died, to their loved ones. But unfortunately, millions of Biafrans, heroes and heroines that gave their life so that we may live, we are not given any befitting burial. And there is a serious indication, that points to the fact that these are brothers and sisters, are heroes and heroines that gave their life for, that paid the ultimate price to restore Biafra, to make sure that we live, are not happy with us, because even from among us, we have abandoned them. We have abandoned them in quest for our economic survival. For selfish purposes, we have abandoned them. The so-called Igbo leaders of thought, the so-called politicians, are also selling us. It is now time for us to begin to act, for us to begin to stand up, to defend what is rightfully ours. Because the blood of innocent Biafrans shed in Nigeria, their souls for which we have not honored, their memories for which we have been very unserious about, are out for vengeance. They are out to destroy. They are out to seek for justice. And this is called nemesis. And this is the experience and events unfolding in Nigeria today. It is not about corruption. It is not about bad leadership. But this is a spiritual reward for Nigeria. Nemesis. For the blood of innocent Biafrans shed, no man can stop this. No man can quench this. The fire is on. It is only left for it to be manifested in the physical, that Nigeria disintegrates totally and dismembers, that Biafrans will have their freedom. Barrister, are you there with me?
Yes, Richard, before yes, I'm here.
Yes, I don't know whether you are listening to what we're saying.
Yes, Richard, before I had everything, but what you understand, as you rightly say, is not because of corruption. Corruption is part of it. How could a country call itself the giant of Africa, celebrating 53 years of their independence, yet they did not plan that they're supposed to have light, electricity, that at least to sustain them for this particular day? Bad planning, not adequate knowledge of anything or how to conduct anything, not good at doing anything, but very good at two things. One, killing. Two, stealing. They are good at stealing, they are good at killing. That is the only thing you could do perfectly well, more than any other nation in the world. That is what the zoo know how to do. Kill, steal. These two things. Easy to kill somebody. Easy for them to steal. Complaining there's no money in the Nigerian coffer. And yet, they are celebrating. No wonder the light did not come on. Maybe it's some kind of how do you call it? An omen, a bad omen for that matter. For them to celebrate today, yet there's no light where they are celebrating. It's very, very disappointing and nothing to write home about. It's a shame.
Yeah, they are even fighting against themselves.
This is it, Uchemefo. It's a shame that there is nothing to write home about. Zoo. I feel ashamed. And that's why I can tell you for the past 5 years, anybody I see, even before I stepped into Radio Biafra, I do tell them I am not a Nigerian. As if the blood has always been in me not to answer the name Nigeria. Because it does not afford any good fortune. It does not give you any good name. The Bible says good name is far better than silver and gold. You hear some of our people from the Asian part of this world saying that you could be doing business with some of their white counterparts. As soon as the business is completed, the moment you shake them and say you're a Nigerian, the business collapses. Just it will collapse within your handshake. Anything you do and call Nigeria does not work. How can it work when everything about that zoo is evil? Cheat. You know, steal, kill. Nothing there works. You buy a generator, take it to your house. Our people are not knowledgeable enough about anything. Somebody buy a generator, you lock your windows, lock your room, and then put it on so that it's not stolen. In the morning, the person is dead. Our people do not have the media to educate them, to tell them that all these things you are buying, there are a lot of hazards. Nobody to tell them, because every radio is made for the Hausa Yoruba to control. Nobody teaches our people about many things in life. Everything is geared towards the death of every Biafra man, woman, child, old and young. We suffer and we are smiling. You see your people on the road, you tell them, look, this is what you're organizing. They will laugh. Let's see how it will work. And then you ask yourself, does it mean that our people has been enslaved into foolishness, into madness? They don't even realize that they are dying. Let an Hausa man rule, let a Yoruba man rule. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you are shipping anything. Remember the time Obasanjo stopped every shipment by the Igbos, seized all their containers. Most of them got rotten in the ship. They can't do it to the houses. They can't do it to the Yorubas. Only the Igbos, whichever way, despite that we are not even into the mainstream of their politics. But yet, whatever the Igbos and the Biafrans are doing, they do their best to frustrate our efforts. Why do they do that? Because no matter where they put us in a pit and try to put a lid. We use our head to break it off and come out free.
Yes.
Every time you listen to Yoruba AIT, an Igbo man was caught because of drugs. The next minute you hear, they are celebrating their party. Nothing good comes out from that zoo. The Yorubas are into party here. Any party you go into this area, they come with their camera. All the video is partying. They don't talk about jobs. They don't talk about progress. The houses are busy stealing. These ones are the ones they manage to grab, like Jacko. They celebrate it in parties. What are we celebrating? We are busy buying and selling. This is why we don't realize when they are cheating us. When we are being cheated, because we don't believe in politics. Tell our people, they say, no, let them rule us, it doesn't matter. Then when you send your container, somebody younger, uneducated, will tell you how you get your container.
Yes.
Look at the northern side. About 5 or 6 northern states have international airport. 5 or 6 northern states have more than 5 or 6 international airports. How many do we have?
None.
Apart from Port Harcourt. And when you go to Port Harcourt, it's full of the Hausa Fulani oligarchies who are minding the ports so that you don't pass scot-free. The Anambra that was opened yesterday, we will see how it will run. I pray that Biafra comes so quick so that we get their interest out of that place.
Yes. We pray so. We pray so. But no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, Biafra is going to come. And all we need to do is to continue to do what we should be doing, which is to agitate, which is to work in a practical manner towards restoration of Biafra. For God is with us. For millions of our people have died, we cannot abandon them. That is why Radio Biafra has been uniting Biafrans from around the world. And that brings to the fore the importance of remembering our foreign heroes and heroines who gave their lives so that we may live. And that is why Incheti Igbo, remembrance of the Igbos who laid their life for the struggle. We call it Incheti Igbo, remembrance of Igbos, because the Igbos were at the forefront of championing for the cause of Biafra. There are so many other Biafrans who also died for this cause. But we have to start somewhere. We want to use this opportunity to remind all coordinators in different countries that they have few days left to carry out their various Incheti Igbo, remembrance of the Igbos, memory of the Igbos, memory of Biafrans who gave their life for the struggle so that we may live. And we also want to remind Biafrans in Holland. Biafrans in Holland are having their meeting on Sunday, this week Sunday. So they should rally around their coordinator. If their coordinator is listening, their coordinator in Holland, he is at liberty to call and to give more specific information about this meeting. The same goes to all coordinators in different parts of the world where Biafrans are. We believe that there are Biafrans in every part of the world, and we urge all others who have not come out to come out. Barrister, I must put you on hold. We must take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast from London. You are through to Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Rita Nubogu. I am calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
My sister, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead, yes, and tell the world.
Yes, I really want to tell the world how shameful it was for Nigeria to mark their 53rd birthday today. It was like nothing was happening.
Yes.
And, yes, it was like nothing was happening, and people were agonizing, and people were really pouring curses on the government of the day. I wonder how a nation will be celebrating or would declare a public holiday on a day and a time that over 70 innocent students were murdered in cold blood in their hostels. I wonder how the government of the day will be celebrating when the citizens are being bombed every day. I wonder how the government of the day will be celebrating when their citizens are begging on the streets. I wonder how the government of the day will be celebrating when the citizens are not able to eat. They are not able to eat, not 3 square meals, but not even one, they cannot eat. I wonder why a nation will be celebrating when people are going stark naked in Nigeria is a zoo. Nigeria is doomed and Nigeria is cursed. And I stand to curse that man that amalgamated my people to these foolish people. I stand on this ground to curse Lord Lugard. I stand to say that amalgamating us with Nigeria, God will pay them back. And the payment will be hellfire. They will all rot in hellfire. My brother, what we are still pleading, what we are still begging, is that our brothers and sisters in diaspora should not relent. Because those of us Biafrans in Nigeria, we are not relenting. We are not relenting. There is no going back. It is forward ever, backward never. If we continue to be in Nigeria till 2015, you will not meet any of us alive. You will not meet any of us alive. We are suffering. We are suffering and we are suffering. Our children cannot go to school. Our children cannot feed. We cannot clothe our children. And we have oil. And what these people in the northern part of the country do is to milk everything that we have in our land.
Yes.
Then why are we together? Why are we still together? Why are we still together? If Nigeria is too powerful, I want to ask, can Nigeria be as powerful as the United States of America? Can Nigeria be as powerful as Russia? Please, we want a separate. We need to go. We want to go. We can't stay here again. We are dying. We die every minute. We die every minute. We want to go home. Here we don't belong. We don't belong here. We belong to Biafra. Biafra is our land and we need to go. Come home and salvage us. If there is anything you want to do to help us, please tell the international world to come and salvage us. We want to go. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank God that by next year, 2014, the amalgamation will be 100 years. And we are even happy that our fathers did not sign whatever. They did not sign whatever with Nigeria. So we are not even married to them. We are just like concubines. And we are crying that we want to go back to our father's land. Enough is enough. Please, use this medium to tell the whole world that the Biafrans in Nigeria are dying. They are bombing us every day. These students that we are killed, sleeping in their hostel. If we don't have Biafrans there, we'll have about 80% of Biafrans. Enough is enough. We want to go home. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my sister. We recognize your contribution to the Biafran struggle. The whole world acknowledges what you're doing. We urge you not to relent. The world is hearing. The reason why we are tired of mentioning the names of people killed, including these ones you're mentioning now, is because killing of Biafrans is every day now. The killing is a continuous exercise, and everybody has got used to it. They have got used to it, including Biafrans themselves. But that is not the way to go. And that's why Radio Biafra is on air at the moment, uniting Biafrans wherever they are. The world is going to hear about us very soon. All we need is dedicated Biafrans. All we need is coming together of dedicated and committed Biafrans wherever they are, in order to move the struggle forward, in order to restore our country, Biafra, and this time around, God is with us. Because if you look at what is happening in Nigeria, nobody will tell you that the end is near. Even the international community are abandoning Nigeria with all their oil. Because the war is not physical, it is spiritual. And as you know, the spiritual controls the physical. And God is with Biafrans. What is happening to Nigeria today, I repeat, is nemesis. The blood of innocent Biafrans shed. The souls of Biafrans wasted, are crying for vengeance. And the time has come for justice. Nigeria will collapse, and collapse very fast. All we need to do is to begin to prepare for eventual breakup of Nigeria and the restoration of Biafra. There is no going back. Thank you, my sister, and God bless you. Can I go to... Hello, Carol, are you on the line? Are you with me?
Hello, yes. Good evening, Ucham.
Welcome to the program. Could you please say hello to our... to our listeners, please?
Yes, good evening, listeners. Good evening to the whole world. Unfortunately, we've had some technical difficulties with the connections overseas, because, as you know, that the Radio Biafra studio has gone on a secret mission for the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, we've been taking Skype calls and we've had all these difficulties. I know things are a little bit backwards today, but I wanted to touch on a news article, because considering that it is Independence Day for Nigeria, it's very relevant for today's news. I know that we haven't had all the articles of news, and I do urge everybody to go onto the Radio Biafra website and read through the news, all the news articles. The one that particularly struck me was Ms. Anika Briggs. She spoke out. She's the rights activist, and I'll read the news for you as it is printed, actually. This is the news. Our amalgamation is a mistake. Ms. Anika Briggs, the rights activist and one of the leaders of the National Summit Group, said that there is nothing to celebrate at 53 years of the amalgamation of the northern and southern states to create Nigeria. It was a mistake. Experts from her speech said, how do you view Nigeria at 53? I'm yet to see what we are celebrating. If we are celebrating that we have had independence for 53 years and lived together for 100 years, then 100 is just a figure. When you are celebrating, you have to show what you have achieved. And the question that I'm asking is, what have we achieved? Unity. We are not united in a country, in the country of Nigeria. Developmentally, what have we achieved? I mean, things like roads. What roads are there? The things that should matter, what the progress, shouldn't now be building roads at 100, after 100 years? We should be improving on what may, on what we have built, maybe at 30, 40, 50, 60, not just starting to develop Nigeria after 100 years of being together. She spoke out and said that many of these things are used as a yardstick to measure Nigeria, like other countries are sending satellites into space. Nigeria sent a satellite and they lost it. So we should ask ourselves if Nigeria is not too big a country to be governed this way, in which we are big, in which we are being governed today. Should they not have states being responsible for themselves? This is why a national conference is necessary. We have been like this for 100 years, aside the fact that they've been together, and this is what everyone tells us. It is such a big deal to be together. America is still together, and look what they have achieved. Likewise, other countries like the Soviet Union, Sudan, have broken up. For Nigeria, I think my age alone, we have matured enough to sit to ask ourselves some serious questions and answer them in a very truthful manner. We are just deceiving ourselves. People have said that the coming together of different parts of the country is a mistake. Do you agree with this? She totally agrees with this, and she says that she cannot take responsibility for that. I might say that because it's not Nigerians that created Nigeria in the first place. It was Lord Lugan who created Nigeria and brought them together and called them one people. But it's very clear today that that is not so, because the north is north and the south is the south. There are many regions with many different cultures, religions, food and different ways of looking at things. And when you bring them together to say they look at these things the same way, you're telling them to look at Nigeria only in one way. But one day, some of the people wake up and say, look, things are not working for us in this way. And she goes on a bit further. But, you know, all of these things that she said is exactly what we've been saying on Radio Biafra for so long, and it's what the Biafrans have been saying themselves for the last 100 years. You know, you put them in this, and they don't want to be in this because it's not working, you're different. And now she's come out and she's spoken out at the National Summit Group. You know, and so it's obvious now that Nigeria is seeing it for itself. And with all these statements that are coming out in world organizations, it is prime time now for Barassa to stand, because obviously you don't blend very well with all these different cultures and religions.
Exactly.
It was a mistake. It was a mistake, and 100 years now has proven it, and she quite clearly said this, being a woman of standing.
Exactly. Carol, let's go to Skype and take this call. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype is gone, he's gone. Carol, you may continue.
Yes, as I was saying, that the amalgamation has brought together us into this bad state. And now we're standing, you know, we talked about the coordinators earlier. We need to make a world presence. I urge every day is a political strategy that we're working on. You know, you asked the Brass and Holland member to call in, but Janido, isn't it? I can't pronounce it over. But he's actually at work tonight because he's on shift work. And he won't be able to call in. That's why he asked me. He sent a message to you by text. You can contact Dyke Mansa online. And obviously now we all have Brassen Facebook groups. There's Brassen in Holland on Facebook. So you can add in there and get all the details of the Sunday meeting. And also you can contact me if there's, you know, after the broadcast. You know, we are raising the countries, and I urge everybody to stand forward in their country. Okay, back to you, Richard.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you very much. Biafran in Holland, your meeting is coming up on Sunday. You must get in touch with your coordinator or Carol Monday for further details. You must begin to stand up for your people, for the cause we are fighting for the restoration of Biafra. The same goes to all coordinators in and around the globe. Wherever you are, begin to organize yourselves. Begin to organize yourselves. Begin to work towards Biafra restoration. There is no going back. Ncheta Igbo is coming up, and you have few days to organize it. So you must be up and doing, so that the world will not laugh at us. For we are Biafrans. Biafrans are known to make promises and deliver on it. The ball is in your court. All coordinators must work assiduously hard and relentlessly towards the achievement of this goal. Barrister Imam Mezu, if you can call us back, it appears I'm having problem with connecting to you. If you can call us back. But before then, let's go to Skype and take this call. Hello, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. You're welcome to the program. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Uche, am I the one online?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy for the broadcast tonight. It shows the world that we are marching on, no matter what. Our director has gone out for something bigger, and we are still here.
Yes.
My name is Ike Chikwenyago, and I'm calling here from Malaysia.
The coordinator of coordinators. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. A lot has been, much emphasis has...
You're welcome to the program.
I was already selected.
Thank you very much. A lot has been
of last month, September to the 20th of this month, October. I want to all reiterate, I've been in contact with several coordinators, not just those who are formally inducted in the coordinators forum, but all coordinators, whether you're up to 10 or not. If you're a coordinator in your various places, the message is for you. Because I understand that some people have maybe misunderstood the information and think it's just for those few who are already 10. No, please. It is for everybody. Biafrans throughout the world, in every country where there are Biafrans, there must be this Ncheta Igbo. We have to remember our dead heroes, lest we die with them. We have to remember them. Please, every detail, the procedures, everything, every file that you would need for a successful Ncheta Igbo in your area has been forwarded to you by the International Directorate Secretary. If you still need more help, please kindly contact Karomonde, or you can contact me or contact the Secretary, Emmanuel Okafor. Please, please, please. After the Ncheta Igbo, every coordinator will be formally inducted. This is a test case to know those who are really working. I told one of us today, I said the reason we have dormant Biafrans in different countries is not because they actually dormant, it's because of the leadership. The spirit of the people flows through their leaders. That is why we have terrible things coming out from the abomination called Nigeria. If your country is not moving on, please check yourself.
Yes.
Because if you work very, very hard, you will not sleep. If you work very, very hard, you will feel the impact in you, and everybody will know you are working. Please, if you have done your best, try it again. Probably, obviously, there is more to be done. I encourage you, whatever help you will need towards. Today, I had a call from Sweden, yesterday from Dublin. A lot of them, I'll be calling them, and they'll be calling me asking for how to go about it. If you have not called to find out how, if I have not reached you, if none of us have reached you, please try and reach us. Find out how to conduct a successful Ncheta Igbo. It is very, very important. Everybody throughout the world knows today that we are having our Biafra back. There is no going back about it. So please, do all you can to have a place in the work that we are doing to restore Biafra and to acknowledge what our families died for. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ike Chukwuenyago, who is the coordinator of coordinators all around the world. We must succeed. We cannot fail because we are Biafrans. We acknowledge and thank you for your contribution, which is unparalleled in all its ramifications, to the restoration of Biafra. We want every Biafran to emulate what you are doing. The job is not done yet, but it is encouraging so far. But we must not relent until Biafra is restored. Thank you very much. I must go to the line to talk to Barrister Imam Mezu. Let's see what he has for us. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Future Mefo. Thank you very much for getting me back. I was held when Karomonde was talking, and you said you couldn't get back to me because I was remotely held on pause. However, I'm back on, and I heard all our sister Rita Anubok says, and also what Karomonde also told us, and what she read concerning the lady who says that the amalgamation is a mistake.
Yes.
And my happiness, as I reiterated earlier, is that the whole country, the whole zoo is panicking. Our message is hitting home hard. Everybody is now taking their own stance to realize what has happened in the past and what they are facing in the future. They realize that the future is bleak. You are celebrating out of nothing. Thin air, you are celebrating that you have achieved what? That most of our governors and senators and presidents, they come abroad. Look at President the South African former president, what is his name?
Mbeki?
No.
Is he Mandela?
Mandela. Nelson Mandela is in South Africa. Although he's sick, but he's hospitalized in South African hospital before he was brought back home. Our own people, where did they go? If they don't go to China, they go to India, they go to Germany, they come to Britain. And yet we're answering Giant of Africa. And all the people who are ruling the zoo are not even ashamed. If I am a governor in one of those states and I'm sick, I'm flying abroad, is it not a disgrace?
A very big disgrace.
That I'm not able to institute or build a little cottage hospital that can make our people well when they are sick. Because I have stolen, acquired, embezzled a lot of money and put it into my private pocket. For me and my family, I'll fly out to come and give it to those who organize their own country perfectly. Yet, we are celebrating. What is there to celebrate? Celebration of the those who are deaf, who has been killed. Celebration of those who have died as a result of being in the zoo. Celebration of the innocent people killed by the Hausa Fulani oligarchy. Celebration of what? Celebration of happiness. That everybody is equal in that zoo. Nothing we can be proud of. And yet we are answering Nigeria. One Nigeria. The earlier our people depart from that wicked zoo, the better for all of us. But unfortunately, as you and I are talking on the radio, some of our people are celebrating. Their palm has been oiled, and that's why they are celebrating. They don't care about those who have not even eaten. They don't care about those who are littered in the bushes of the northern state. Who are those? Our people. And they are okay. Goodluck Jonathan amassing himself with 11 aircrafts. For what? How many is he going to fly? One. And he's looking for a position in the UN for him to have a permanent position. And his country has no electricity. When this guy came in, that's the first thing he said, I'll do this, I'll do that. How many of those have he done? And PDP has all, they are squabbling among themselves. Why are they squabbling? Who to rule? Who to get money? Who will be there to start stealing? That is all they are after, not after anybody, not after the goodness of the citizen, or they are looking for a job for anybody, or for the betterment of anybody. They are just there for their own self-seeking interest. Amass wealth for them and their families. They have taken all they could. The reason why you see these houses, we of course here we say they are clever. They are not any clever. It's because they have been backed up by the British. They are not any clever. If they are clever, look at the Sudanese. They have divided. It's the same oil that held the two of them together. They have divided. Where one can rely on one in what we call capitalist economy. What I don't have, I'll come and you come and buy from me. What you don't have, I come and buy from you. And everybody will be happy. You hang on something that does not belong to you. You are making it. You are sent by killing the people. What justification is there? And yet we are still answering one Nigeria. You hear some people talking and they're telling anything that will destroy Nigeria, we don't want it. Yes, because you don't want to lose money. You'll be stealing. That is why you can preach anything that will destroy Nigeria. We don't want it. Shame on those our people.
Shame
it's easy
them.
For them to say.
Shame to them.
Very easy.
It's very interesting, Barrister, that you continue. It's very interesting that Jonathan has gone to the United Nations and they asking the United Nations Security Council to give Nigeria a Security Council position, status in the United Nations. And you begin to ask yourself, what has Nigeria got for them to be permanent members of Security Council?
It's oil.
It's oil.
That's what it is. Oil.
But oil cannot do it. There are so many other things. There are a number of criteria to take into account. And if you ask me, Nigeria is not even qualified. Nigeria is not near there, considering and taking into account the developments in that zoo in recent times. Nigeria has not anything to boost off on the international stage. Anyway, Jonathan was saying that for him to say something and leave the stage, because Nigeria is not serious. Even the United States government has snubbed Nigeria twice, on two occasions when there was an indication that Obama was to go to Nigeria in 2009-2010. He went to Ghana. And the second one, he went to South Africa. He snubbed Nigeria after giving indication that he may go to Nigeria. That is a diplomatic isolation that signals the fact that the world has abandoned Nigeria. Wherever you go, wherever Nigerians are, they are treated like taboos. They are treated like leprosy, a disease that can eat up anything that it comes in contact with. Nigeria corrupts everything that it comes in contact with. And that is why Biafrans must be free. Barrister, what you're saying.
How many times have you seen Goodluck Jonathan say anything on the radio about the death of all our people? We were killed in the north. How many times have you seen him say anything or condemn it?
Never.
But he's prepared to compensate. He's prepared to call for amnesty. He's prepared to send his men to go and discuss with the Boko Haram, those to be released and those who are about to arrest and be released. Remember the story of the Boko Haram? They were caught in Lagos, in Abuja, and transferred to Lagos. Up to now, nobody has heard about them. They've been quietly released, reintegrated back into their killing fields. And yet, he hasn't got any profile to go to United Nations to ask for anything. He hasn't got any credibility. He hasn't got the goodness in him that this, I've said this, I've planned that. Although the houses are making it difficult for him to rule, he has never helped himself either. He said in his cabinet that a lot of Boko Haram, who sympathize with the Boko Haram, yes, he hasn't got the ball to sack any of them. I remember when Gaddafi called that for Nigeria to separate along religious beliefs. They said that, why should Gaddafi say this? They supported the West and they killed the man off. Anybody that will say anything about separation of the zoo, the houses will jump up. I was listening to a television news last week. Few houses were agitated. No, we are not worried about the national conference. When somebody said they are not worried about anything, indeed, that is what they are worried about. Because they are afraid that this national conference will lead to somehow division. What they are after, they will not get it. Last month, a Hausa man was complaining because a Calabar man was saying, you people are taking our oil, and all you give us is 10%. The Hausa man said, are you not even lucky you are getting 10%? Imagine, in somebody's own soil. You are taking this oil and telling him, is he not lucky that he's getting 10%?
That is impunity. Impunity,
yes.
Upon impunity.
Greed, selfishness, wickedness.
Barrister, just tell me what the northern part of Nigeria is contributing to Nigeria's economy. Just
I'll tell you.
Me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. What they are contributing.
I can
the
guess.
Killing of our people. It's the killing of our people. That's what they are contributing. Lies. Embezzling of money and stealing everything they can see. Did you hear a few days ago that the economy has collapsed? There's no more money. People pay workers. They are relying on NNPC to supply the money. And those ones have taken their own share because they know that the country is collapsing. Everybody is running with whatever they can grab because it's a country unsupervised, unchecked, lack of any prudency. Nothing.
It is very...
Before the era, we helped them destroy that zoo, and therefore every Nigerian, every Biafran.
Barrister, I mean... Just like I said before, I strongly believe that the time has come for Biafra to go. It is not necessarily a physical fight. This is more of spiritual, because the spiritual takes over the control of the physical. Nigerian leaders, Nigerian officials have no control over what is happening now. That is how I'm seeing it. Whether they like it or not, the zoo is going to break up. It is going to break into pieces, whether anybody likes it or not. Not even the western part of the world, not even the west, can stop the disintegration of Nigeria. Because it is time for Nigeria to disintegrate. And for Biafrans to restore their country, the Republic of Biafra. All credits should be given to the Biafrans, although sadly so, because it is the millions of Biafrans, it is the blood of the millions of Biafrans that have put Nigeria into this position that Nigeria is today.
Uchebe, you have to speak up a bit because I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me very well?
Yeah, you have to speak up a bit here or increase your volume.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm saying that there is no stopping the disintegration of Nigeria. Nigeria is going to break up, whether they like it or not, because what is happening now is more spiritual than physical. God is on the side of Biafrans. We may or may not shoot any guns. We may or may not have any further altercation with Nigerian government. Nigeria will naturally break up and Biafra will naturally go on its own. But we must not be lazy. We must stand up and do the right thing.
Let me remind you what is happening now. Maybe spiritual, but the physical is also into it. What is written in the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is time for everything. That zoo has reigned and its era has expired. There is time for everything. This is time for Biafra to rise up again.
Exactly. And the time for Nigeria to break into pieces.
It's gone already. Destroyed. Gone. We're just waiting for its obituary.
And nobody has control over it. Not even not even the House of Fulani oligarchy, not even the president himself, not even his officials, not even the saboteurs in the eastern part of Nigeria in Igbo land, who are selling us, who are sabotaging the effort of Biafrans to restore Biafra that God has ordained. Nobody has control over what is happening now. For Biafra, we go naturally, whether they like it or not. If you are listening, I'm very sure that people may have slept because of the lateness of the program. We apologize for all this. It was as a result of technical hitches, which we did not have control over. But as Biafrans, we will always be victorious. We are broadcasting live. This is Uche Mefor from the studios of Radio Biafra, London. And I'm joined by the eminent barrister himself, Barrister Imam Mezu. Carol Monday was with us earlier on. And our sister, Rita Niborg, called from the zoo, Nigeria. And the coordinator of coordinators, Ikechukwu Enyagu, was here with us. We remain grateful to all of them. They were awake. They were eagerly waiting for this program. And although we came late, it is understandable. They stood by us. They stood with us. They remain beacon of hope for all Biafrans. This is the way we should be going. This is the Biafran spirit. There is no exodus. There is no relenting. The march is on. It is time to restore Biafra. Wherever you are in the world, join Biafrans wherever you are. For with the gathering of the momentum, for with the arousing of the consciousness of the Biafran people across the world, there is no stopping us. We will continue to do whatever is necessary for the Biafra restoration effort. Let us go to the Skype, or he's gone. The caller on Skype could not reach us, and when I picked his line, he went off. Please call us back. Call us back. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, you can, my phone.
All right. I think we have gone close to 2 hours now.
Yes, it's time to close.
It's time to close.
That's correct.
It's time to close. But I will want you to give us your final thoughts on the program. The program has not been as vibrant as it should be because we came late. But nevertheless, we are Biafrans. It is still in line with the spirit of Biafra, the spirit that guides us. The never die hard spirit of Biafrans. Barrister, please give us your closing remark.
Thank you, Chairman Fong. How for do? Yeah, we started late, but we are still able to make up with time. So our people appreciate it, and those who called in, we thank you very much for today's program. And those who are not able to get through, tomorrow is another day. I mean, at least we will have more organized timing with our given time with the technical issues we might experience. But in any way, we thank you for your contributions. And we tell our people once again, we repeat to our people once again, that they should do their best, do all they could, to leave the northern part of the zoo in order to avoid death, because that is what is facing anybody who is there. You will think that today you have escaped, tomorrow is another day. There is an axiom we always say in law, especially in criminal law: volunti non fit injuria. If you have an injury, you volunteer for it. Volunti non fit injuria. You better leave, because if you stay there and they kill you, you can only have yourself to blame. May God bless all your friends wherever you are. May God bless our director wherever he is. We know he's on our mission, and he come back safely, as he has gone safely. Uchemefo, thank you yourself for bringing today's program to bear. And also, Karamonle, our sister, Rita Nuborg, in the zoo, we pray that all of you will have a safe movement wherever you are. Be protected by God Almighty, the God of Biafra. And we wish everybody good night from London. Thank you, Uchemefo, once again.
Thank you. Thank you, Barrister. That was a good one. That was a good one. You have summarized it for me. And what can I say? From me, this is Uchemefo from the studios of Radio Biafra, London, saying, keep the faith, live the faith, that we may restore Biafra. Good night, and God bless you.
We have emerged from